One, a plum pudding, and a big top that comes.
And the time is 6 a.m.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM, streaming at ckuw.ca. We hope you've enjoyed listening to us and stay tuned. CKUW is managed by the Winnipeg Campus Community Radio Society in accordance with CRTC and Industry Canada rules and regulations. As a not-for-profit radio station, CKUW is a member of the National Campus Community Radio Association and adheres to their statement of principles to provide an alternative voice. CKUW operates on a frequency of 95.9 MHz on the FM band with 450 watts effective radiated power, or ERP. Our transmitter is located at 7 Evergreen Place in Osborne Village. Programming originates from our downtown studios at the University of Winnipeg in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada. We would like to hear from you and welcome your ideas to improve listening, which will be heard on CKUW in years to come. Address your comments and suggestions to CKUW 95.9 FM, room 4C, M11, 515 Portage Avenue, Winnipeg, Manitoba, R3B 2E9. You can also call 204-786-9782 or email us at ckuw@uwinnipeg.ca. This is Donald Myers speaking for the Board of Directors, staff, and volunteers of CKUW 95.9 FM. Thank you for listening and stay tuned for more great community radio.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Winnipeg, Manitoba, on occupied Anishinaabe Aking, the homeland of the Métis and the historical territory of the Nahiyawak and the Nakota.
Good morning, friends. I'm Ron Robinson.
And I'm Carol.
We are here. We are the Saturday Morning Show, here for you live, 6 until 8, almost every Saturday morning, where we like to travel. And this half hour, Carol on the roof, looking for ancient radio waves.
I'll tell you what I'm looking for. Reindeer.
The man himself.
Well, he won't be here.
He might be.
It's a little early.
He's coming, though. You're right. Yeah. We're going to take a look at a little comedy spot next half hour. It's the Long Glazes, because we promised we would. A little bit of the King Singers this half hour. Age doesn't matter unless you're a cheese. Maybe we can get a look at the jumble all this half hour. Not a single siren heard on the walk in this morning. Deep, crisp, and even. Slippy, too.
Yes, we both slipped.
We should look and see what we think when you get to the weather, what the normal high for this time of year, just curious.
Oh, right. Well, there is sort of updated weather as of 5:45.
Okie dokie.
For some reason. At which point it was minus 16. Barometric pressure, 103.1 and falling. And the conditions, and we can attest to this, light and blowing snow.
Yup.
Yep.
That's what it felt like to me.
That's right.
The anecdotal evidence backing up Environment Canada.
Yes. Humidity, 76%. Wind coming from the south-southeast at 25, giving you a wind chill of minus 26.
Mm-hmm.
So, periods of light snow, wind coming from the south at 30, a high today of minus 11. That sounds a lot better than a couple of days ago.
You're right. I was just going to go, mm-hmm. When I used to work with Ross Porter on Nightlines, the great large mound of sound, Mr. Jazz, Mr. Order of Canada, to show that he wasn't really listening to you, whenever you said something, he'd go,
Oh, dear. I won't tell you what you do.
But 6:04 then. Time for a quick look at sports.
Well, did you want to know what the normals are?
What is the normal?
Minus 11.
So there you go.
But then overnight of minus 22.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sports, hockey, the NHL, Winnipeg Jets. We get out there. Want to play the Minnesota Wild tonight at 6. Some disappointing games the last couple.
Yeah.
When you give it away to the bottom feeders, good Lord. Toronto Maple Leafs on Monday at 1 p.m. The American Hockey League, the Manitoba Moose, took on the Rockford Ice Hogs last night. 2-1. Play Rockford again Sunday at 2. In the Professional Women's Hockey League, Montreal plays Toronto today at 1 p.m. And then it's Minnesota, New York, Sunday at 11. 6:05. By the way, a couple of early Christmas presents for you.
What?
Sports. That is the Winnipeg Gold Dives have signed star outfielder Max Murphy. Yes, for a fifth season.
32. He's good.
Oh, he is good. Now, one of the best run producers in the American Association League's Player of the Year in 2022. Welcome back, Max. And I see they have re-signed Southpaw Strobel. That's Tasker. Tasker Strobel.
Good.
On this past Tuesday.
The Taskmaster.
Yeah, that's very good. Mr. Strobel made 39 appearances, posted a 4-3 record, 3.76 earned run average, 2.50 strikeout to walk ratio. You got to wake up a little bit later and say, I have these statistics in my head.
Yeah, I have no idea what any of the statistics means. It's either good or it's bad.
Here's a statistic for you.
Yes.
Your easy listening hit parade from the 1940s and 50s.
Yes.
And this morning it's, I don't know if you want to hear this kind of song title at this time of the year. Why don't you believe me? Yeah. I guess you could put all kinds of emphasis on that and see how it turns out. The Pleading Ballad, Why Don't You Believe Me? This gave Joni James, a young singer and dancer from Chicago, her first and her biggest hit. James there from your easy listening hit parade from the 40s and 50s. I mentioned that was her first and biggest hit. 1952, she had just signed by MGM Records. She did guest spots on major television shows, such as those of the Ed Sullivan Show, of course. So have a really big hand. Thank you, Ed. Perry Como, Milton Berle. Records caught on like wildfire. Sold in the millions her first 2 years of recording. Why Don't You Believe Me? Co-written by Roy Roddy, her manager and producer. Also had a hand in the later James hit, Have You Heard? Patti Page actually covered You Don't, Why Don't You Believe Me? Following year, but only managed to reach number four. And the Duprés had a recording of that in 1963 as well. 10 minutes after six. So I'm looking at Winnipeg Free Press. If today, don't tell me, must be.
Yes.
December the 20th. First.
Well, today.
Because it's Saturday.
Yes.
See?
Today's
losing
the 21st.
Track. I am losing track with, we're reading Christmas Carol every night. I'm thinking, tomorrow? Tomorrow. Yep. Okay, I'm on it now, Carol. I'm on it. Because I see that Nine Lessons and Carols, the annual Christmas festival, St. George's Crescentwood, 168 Wilton Street, Sunday at 7 o'clock. It's free. Child care provided at this event. And as the little write-up says, clearly Anglican pageantry draws in the religious and non-religious alike. The St. George's does an annual Nine Lessons and Carols. The event is a little fancy, but mostly warm and welcoming. Candlelight bounces off tindlestone, mosaic tile columns and stained glass as the frocked choristers walk in procession through the sanctuary. Or you could do it this way.
Shepherd and follow the star of Bethlehem. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Rise up, shepherd, and follow the star of Bethlehem. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Shepherd and follow. Leave your ewes and leave your rams. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Follow the star of Bethlehem. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Forget your flock, you'll forget your herds. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Leave your sheep and leave your lambs. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Leave your ewes and leave your rams. Rise up, shepherd, and shepherd and follow the star of Bethlehem. Rise up, shepherd, and follow. Rise up, shepherd, and follow the star of Bethlehem. Rise up, shepherd, and follow.
Singers from their CD Deck the Halls at 6:14. Time to read this very large print on the cover. Age doesn't matter unless you're a cheese. Must get new glasses. Maybe post-Christmas, I'm thinking. All right, today's quote. I've everything now that I had 20 years ago, except now it's all lower. Gypsy Road Lee. Right. I can live with doubts and uncertainty and not knowing. I think it's more interesting to live not knowing than to have answers which might be wrong. I don't feel frightened by not knowing things, by being lost in a mysterious universe without having any purpose, which is the way it really is, so far as I can tell. It doesn't frighten me. So said physicist Richard P. Feynman.
Oh.
Mr. Feynman, thank you.
Yes.
And at 6:15, Carol, if you will step on your chair and put on your coat.
Yeah, well.
Button up your overcoat.
Yes, I'll put on my coat this
morning.
Yes,
I would, yes. And put your shoulder to the wheel, as it were, although up against the covered door just above your head there. A little push, push. Looking for sounds in the ether.
If it doesn't.
Getting something now.
Okay.
Come in, ether. The word solstice can be literally translated to mean standing still sun. And today, on this time of year, we're celebrating the winter solstice. It's the day when the daylight is shortest and the sun has her lowest arc in the sky.
Solstice. A sly gift it is that on the year's shortest day, the sun stays longest in this house. Extends the wand of its slow slant and distant squint farthest into the long depths of our wintry rooms, to touch with tremulous light interior places it has not lit before.
No one's really sure when humans began to celebrate the winter solstice, but many, many cultures around the world mark the festival today with rituals and ceremonies. At the root of the festival is an ancient fear that failing light would never return unless humans intervened. Traditionally, solstice celebrations have incorporated candles, greenery, and fire, with people offering prayers and sacrifices to their gods and goddesses. Early Germans built a stone altar to Bertha, their goddess of domesticity, during the winter solstice. With a fire of fir boughs stoked on the altar, Bertha was able to descend through the smoke and guide those who were wise to foretell the fortunes of everyone gathered for the feast. Modern-day Russians mark the solstice with a candle divination. Young girls sit in darkened rooms with two lighted candles and two mirrors, positioned so that one reflects the candle into the other. The girls would seek the seventh reflection, awaiting the glimpse of their future. In Spain, one custom has rolled over from the Roman days. The urn of fate is a large bowl containing slips of paper on which are written the names of all those gathered to celebrate. The names are drawn two at a time, and those joined in this ritual are to be devoted friends for the next year. I wonder how much matchmaking goes on in that particular ritual.
Winter solstice. The rake leans against the side of the house. Thick snow lines the length of the cedar hedge. The path to the house has feet of it. Rake and snow. Something is amiss. The tricky squirrel runs up and down the vertical tree. All's in balance, though not with the world, as everyone knows. Adieu, forêt, Tchaikovsky's Joan of Arc sang. Acid the rain. The Lorelei has moved from the factory spill. No more consonants. No more trees and fish. Rake and snow. Poor winter solstice. Cough, cough. You'd think it would have been a shovel. No matter. All will be answered come spring. Cranberry juice is alkali. The shortest night of the year, will swing round.
A fire is burning, the long night draws near. All who need comfort are welcome by here. We'll dance 'neath the stars and toast the past year, for the spirit of solstice is still living here.
The winter solstice is a day of renewal, a time to reflect in the middle of the winter season on what has come before and on what the spring may hold in store. Marking the winter solstice is another way we like to celebrate this time of year.
The she brings, she'll waken to warm us again in the spring. The poor and the hungry, the sick and the lost, these are our children, no matter the cost. Come by the fire, the harvest to share, for the spirit of solstice is still living here. A fire is burning, the long night draws near. All who need comfort are welcome by here. We'll dance 'neath the stars and toast the past year, for the spirit of solstice is still living here. The spirit of solstice is still living here.
Ancient radio waves, I'll say. That goes back to when I was at CBC, so that's 18 years plus ago.
Wow.
At 6:21.
Yes.
Who are you?
I'm Carol.
I'm
Who
Ron.
Are you? Okay.
So this is Saturday morning, I'll show you over.
Right.
CKWFM 95.9 on your FM dial. And we favor the overlooked, the underappreciated, like the ukulele. Exactly.
Right.
Do you want to say anything about the solstice, by the way? It's today, isn't it?
Well, it is today.
Bingo.
And it happened at 3:21 this morning.
You know, I felt
so
something.
So it is now officially winter. And if there was ever any doubt to it, and it seems to be we've been on a pattern of really cold and really, well, I'm not going to say really warm.
Nice.
But really nice. Barely below zero and back to minus 21. Back and forth. Which is what's going to happen this weekend, back up to just below zero.
In other words, it's time for some ukulele music.
Yes.
Okay, this one's for Gabby. Find me, oh, somewhere, oh.
bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Well, I see skies of blue and I see clouds of white and the brightness of day. I like the dark and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people passing by. I see friends shaking and singing, how do you do? They really say, I love you. I hear babies cry and I watch them grow. They'll learn much more than we'll know. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Lemon drops high above the chimney top. That's where you find me, oh, somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. And the dream that you dare to, why, oh, why can't
Israel Kamakawuwuli, from the soundtrack to the movie Finding Forrester, starred Sean Connery at 6:28. Come give it time, yes, then, for advice to the confused, the defeated, the lovelorn, the what? From the pages of the Spectator magazine, Dear Mary, from 12th of April, 2008. I know you'd think, well, this isn't the season, but these things come up, and they do come up even now at this time of the year.
Yes.
Question. I was recently put on the spot at an Easter house party when my hostess asked me to do a turn. That's what they're calling it now. Other people were able to belt out a song at the piano or recite a poem. A bunch of the boys were whooping it up at the Malibu Saloon. One person even did a difficult yoga position to great applause. But I am not musical or good at recitation. I was put on the spot. Thankfully, my hostess moved on. But I felt embarrassed.
Aww.
And inadequate. What should I do if this happens again? Signed, PK, Hay on Wye, which is worth a visit.
Oh, yes.
We have been, hello,
is.
Dale, hello, Janet. We have been to Hay on Wye.
Yes.
And
thank you for driving us there.
I was going to say, basked in sage and onion up to the eyebrows, but what I meant to say was bookstores.
Bookstores.
Bathe in bookstores up, yes, to the eyebrows. Answer from, yes, Dear Marriage. Always is an answer.
Okay.
The following card trick can be mastered by virtually anyone. Take the Six of Hearts and the Seven of Diamonds and place them on the top of a stack of cards. Ask another party goer to turn over these two cards and flash them quickly around the room before replacing them on the top of the pile. Tell your audience that you will magic these two cards to the bottom of the pile. Then pull a face of concentration and ripple the cards from top to bottom without shuffling them. Triumphantly remove from the bottom of the pile the cards you've already positioned there, the Seven of Hearts and the Six of Diamonds. On average, 99.9% of partygoers are taken in. Always refuse to repeat the trick.
Thank you.
Never Without an Answer, Dear Mary, from the pages of the Spectator magazine.
Very bad, Mary, though.
6:30. Fooling people. That's a form of deceit. Do you want deceit at Christmas? Because he knows if you've been good or bad.
Yes.
He's coming to the CBC radio on December 24th, 12:30 to 1. Take the children's phone calls. Turner Classic Movie Channel today, then. Exactly. 9:30 this morning, Carol.
Yes.
Christmas Carol.
Oh, the Reginald Owen.
Reginald Owen, yes.
Yes.
Maybe the best thing he ever did, but a man came up to me last night.
Yes.
Said, what's your favorite Christmas carol?
Yes.
And I said, Alistair. Said, me too, he said.
Ah.
Nothing in trumpet.
Yes.
I said, well, I steal from the best, I always
right.
say. So when I'm reading a Christmas carol, I am channeling the Alistair Sim
yes.
movie.
Let's because yes. last night you were...
reading a Christmas carol at Delnavert Museum.
Right.
And
there might be still tickets for tonight's performance.
I think there were. There were a few last night, and there were a couple of ladies from the choir, our choir, which is very nice to
nice.
Come out. And a couple of ladies, said, we come every year. And they do.
Right. There was somebody from our choir on Thursday night.
That's true. But I almost said, it's nice to look out and see some old faces. And I thought,
dear.
I said, no, if I want to see an old face, I'll look in the mirror.
That's better.
And what I meant to say was, it's nice to see some familiar faces.
Yes.
People have. And they still laugh, even though I'm using the same jokes
right.
for the past 10 years.
Yes.
So, a Christmas carol this morning then at 9:30. Reginald Owen. 1 o'clock this afternoon. Little Women. 1949, tiny little June Allison, Peter Lawford, Margaret O'Brien.
Yes.
Yes, you want a little woman for you there. 1 o'clock. 9:15 tonight, The Man Who Came to Dinner, 1942, Betty Davis versus Ann Sheridan. Yes, it's like Monty Woolley. Jimmy Durante really as himself.
Right.
He almost always played himself, it
yeah.
seems to me. Yes. Sunday. You were asking about this the other week.
7 yes.
a.m. Sunday. Our Vines Have Tender Grapes.
Oh.
1945.
What a tearjerker.
Yes, exactly. Edward G. Robinson.
Yes.
And Margaret O'Brien.
Little
Margaret O'Brien.
Yes.
Loving. Man, she could.
Oh, man.
You didn't even have to say to her, we're sending your dog to the pound or something if you don't cry in this next scene. No, she
yeah.
just turned
oh,
it
she'd
on.
She'd turn on the taps.
A human
quite
water
easily.
Tap, the woman was.
Yes. Well, as a child.
As a child. Yes.
As I think there's something on YouTube of her. Trying out for a role when she was 4 years old or something, and
right.
tears just like that.
Magic. Yep. That's 7 a.m. Sunday morning, 9 a.m. Lady in the Lake. 1947. Directed by Robert Montgomery, starring Robert Montgomery. Very bizarre. It wasn't really done again. The entire movie shot from the detective's viewpoint.
Oh, I see.
We're looking through his eyeballs. You think that wears out pretty quick,
right.
actually.
Okay.
But it was Raymond Chandler, I'm pretty sure.
Oh,
yeah.
okay.
All right. 2:30 and then 4:45.
Yes.
Double dose of Derbingle. Yes, Sunday. Going My Way. And
yes.
then 4:45, The Bells of St. Mary's.
Wait.
And this, of course, was from, yes, Going My Way.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar and be better off than you are. Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. Kicks up at anything he hears.
His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak.
And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a pig?
A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He has no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude.
But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star, carry moonbeams home in a jar, and be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a fish?
A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught.
But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. kinda jumped up slippery fish. And all the monkeys are in the zoo.
Every day you meet quite a few.
So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Derbingle, yes. From the soundtrack to the, well, not the soundtrack, but he did record that for the movie, Going My Way. That's at 2:30 Sunday, then at 4:45, the Bells of St. Mary's. Bing Crosby as a priest. It is 6:36. Now, one of the things I was going to mention about doing a Christmas carol this year, a man stepped out of the crowd and said, what? I want to volunteer.
Wow.
My father used to say in the army, was, I want three volunteers. You, you, and you.
Right.
But no, he stepped forward.
Wow.
And said, I will bring my guitar. What shall I bring? I'll bring my guitar. Yes. Oh. James Hickerson joins us, and he's added a few things, and he's got some thoughts for us, a few more. Some sound effects. We're going to try and work them in tonight. Ooga booga. Audience loves it. And I'm remembering to say thank you, James. Get him. He stands up. Round of applause. And it's like he's the concertmaster. At the end of the show, he always shakes my hand. And so here he is in a much earlier incarnation, singing with the Easy Tees way back when.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph, Rudolph, red-nosed reindeer had a shiny nose.
They called him
Rudolph, Rudolph. Red-nosed reindeer had a shiny nose.
His name was
Rudolph, 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 Rudolph. If you saw it, you could say it closed. Rudolph, Rudolph. All the reindeer laugh and call him names.
And poor old
Rudolph,
oh poor old
Rudolph, never let him play their reindeer games.
Oh poor old
Rudolph, 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 to their reindeer beds they nightly creep.
And poor old
Rudolph,
they said to
Rudolph,
oh they said,
turn that red thing off, we're trying to sleep. Rudolph, Rudolph, red-nosed reindeer had a shiny nose.
Then Santa say,
ho, 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 ho.
Then Santa say,
hello, hello, hello.
Then Santa say,
ho, 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 ho.
Then Santa say,
look at all the snow.
Then Santa say,
ho, 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 ho.
Then Santa say,
Rudolph, no, so bright.
Then Santa say,
ho, 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 ho.
Then Santa say,
guide my sleigh tonight.
All the reindeer say,
ho, ho, ho.
What a reindeer!
Ho, 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 ho.
What a reindeer! He sets a fine example for his reindeer peers.
Ho, 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 ho.
What a reindeer!
Rudolph!
What a reindeer! He sets a fine example for his reindeer peers.
Rudolph, Rudolph, all the reindeer shouted out with glee.
And they said,
Rudolph,
oh, they said,
Rudolph,
oh, they said,
you should go declare free agency. Rudolph, 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 reindeer with a nose so red. Rudolph, Rudolph, Santa comes to tuck you into bed. Good night, Rudolph.
Ho, ho, ho.
The Easy Tees from their cassette, Seasons Bleedings, including Mr. Guitar. James Hickerson from way back. I don't have a date on that, actually. And this may have been recorded at CBC.
Oh,
sorry, cool. Produced at CBC.
Or produced.
No names, no pack drill. At right. 6:40.
But it's so old, it's a tape.
That's right.
Yes.
And since we were talking about Winter Solstice just a minute ago, Winter Solstice, yes. Harp and Flow by Candlelight, Sunday, 7 till 9. The third place, 66 King Street. Now, tickets for this are $45. Make this last weekend before Christmas all about restoration and rest with a yoga session. It promises to calm your nervous system and ground you.
Okay.
Winter Solstice Yoga by Candlelight, led by certified fitness instructor Kayla Chafe and certified health care musician Mary Robinson. Sunday, 7 to 9, the third place, 66 King Street. The email is very long, but I'll give it to you. It's kaylachafe@gmail.com. So that's K-A-Y-L-A, Chafe, C-H-A-F-E. So kaylachafe@gmail.com.
The thing about the solstice?
Yep.
That means the days are getting longer.
That's right, because up till now we've been saying, oh, the days dwindle down to December 21st.
Yep.
Well, they don't now. We want more sun. We want more sun. Put that in my letter for Santa.
Okay, because it's been awfully cloudy and overcast.
Exactly.
For a month or more.
Right.
Yes.
Or we could turn to music for a restoration, Carolyn.
And if the sky is clear,
yes,
could see a star.
Carol's favorite CD.
Yes.
Star of wonder in the heavens, wonder what you want of me, should I follow you tonight? Star of wonder, star of wonder, watching from a distant hill, why do you appear to me? Star of wonder, if you will, in the morning they'll come looking for the shepherd on the hill. What would make her leave her flock? For surely she must love them still. Star of wonder in the heavens, are you just a shining star, or should I follow you tonight? Star of Star of wonder, shining bright.
The Roaches from their CD, We Three Kings, at 6:44.
I'm Michael Van Rooy, author of the Monty series, and if you know what's good for you, you'll keep listening to CKUW-FM.
Ah, the late, gone but not forgotten, Michael Van Rooy, with his Monty series, Criminal Trying to Go Straight, at 6:44. Carol McKibben, we were at breakfast last week.
Yes.
And I think we started quoting, around the table, different lines from the work of the Long Glazes.
Yes.
We're surrounded by division and confusion and chaos.
Yes.
But what we want is something that brings us together. Like the animosity between the English and the French in Quebec. I think that's what we want.
Oh,
this
dear.
From Funny You Should Say That.
And now we take you to the home of Funny You Should Say That's resident bilingual couple, radio's original Long Glazes.
All right, all right. Here it is.
Now, 3 quarts of cognac, yeah. 2 of scotch, yeah. 4 of rum, yeah. 5 of vodka, yeah. And an aspirin.
Oh, my little bird, you forgot the rye. The rye. Rye.
Rye.
That's it, that. You forgot that.
You mean you want rye on top of all that?
I needed to fix my flu buggies.
Fix them? That'll give them the DTs. You're the only guy I know who pays Blue Cross to the Liquor Commission.
Now listen, Penelope. I need all that stuff to make up the old family recipe for the flu. The one they use back home in Chicoutimi.
Listen, any flu bug that was silly enough to wander into any of your family would have to join the AA in half an hour.
Yeah, very funny. But let me tell you, it's a surefire way of stopping flu. Well, the minute my papa would feel that funny feeling coming on, he would jump into bed with a hot toddy.
Only if your mother wasn't around.
Oh, you're in fine shape today, Angle. While I'm drifting towards the last rites, here you are making funny joke. Let me see now. It's 2 parts vodka, 2 parts scotch, 3 parts rum, a touch of cognac. Stir it all up, take the aspirin, and pass it quickly over the top of the bowl.
And what does that give you?
A green aspirin.
And do you actually drink this much?
Much? This priceless liquid that for generations has protected my family from the Hong Fong flu.
The Hong Kong flu.
That's what I said, the Hong Fong flu.
Well, personally, I don't think you're sick at all. Why, only an hour ago, you had fully recovered.
Well, you know how it is with this Chinese flu. You have it some, and then an hour later, you feel like you have it all over again.
Very funny.
I thought so.
But do you know what it is? Do you know what it is with you men? Really? You're puny.
Puny?
Puny.
What's that?
That means you have no spirit.
Well, just wait until I get into Chicoutimi Hong Fong Clue Killer. That's all.
Men just haven't got the strength of women. That capability of standing up on their own 2 feet and fearlessly fighting whatever comes along.
Maybe you got something there. Hey, Penelope, look at that lovely mouse running up your leg.
Where? Oh, Giles.
It's okay. It's gone. Now, what were you saying, babe?
Jim!
Very funny, very funny. But did I lie in bed all day when I got the flu last week? No, sir. I just took a few pills.
A few pills? A few pills? You were swallowing them like candies. Aspirin, penicillin, tranquilizers, pep-ups pills, peps-down pills.
There's one you forgot.
Yeah, and if I know my luck, so do you.
Oh, I wish you were more like my father.
Oh, sure. Wouldn't I look great in a tweed suit? Peep, bowler hat. Ordering a hot dog and 2 Blaze Tavern, eh?
Well, he believed a good long walk would cure anything.
Yeah, what about your mother? I guess he didn't walk far enough, eh?
There's absolutely nothing wrong with my mother.
Listen, that woman spent a fortune on psychiatrists.
Psychiatrists.
Yeah, that's it. Those head shrunkers.
She just had one big problem in life, that's all.
Well, why did she have you then? Why did she have you then? Why did she have you then?
I was a mistake.
How'd I go along with that?
Oh, curses. Oh, dear. I think I'm getting the flu.
Well, move into the sack, and we'll have a drink of my medicine. One for you, And one for me.
Hey, did this really keep the flu away from your family?
It sure did.
Any side effects?
16 kids, that's all.
Oh, there we are. The Long Glazes. Yes, a bit of Vanished Vinyl for you. Joan Stewart, Peter Cullen from Funny You Should Say That, as heard on CBC Radio. 6:51. Is it possible to have too many books, Carol?
Yes.
Don't answer that, Carol. Friends of the Winnipeg Public Library are asking with a double question mark. Donate to the Friends. We're looking down the road here. We accept books, they say, DVDs, video games, all formats, CDs and LPs, in saleable condition. I'll repeat that. In saleable condition. We love the words gently used, but still lots of life.
Right.
So, in order to have a great collection for our spring book sale, we're in need of some newer fiction. In brackets, I'm only reading what's on the page, Carol. Please, no fantasy.
Right.
I have no idea.
Of course.
I don't know. Where to donate? Any Winnipeg Public Library branch. How? Pack your donations in sturdy, liftable, I'll repeat that, sturdy, liftable, small to medium-sized boxes. Please, no bags. Now, no more than 3 boxes per visit.
Right.
Because librarians have to hump it off the desk, et cetera, and store them somewhere in their branch.
Well, you like the size of a box you can get at a liquor store.
Exactly. First, buy a full box from the liquor store.
So you've got to wait in line, show your ID, go in just to pick up some boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Good. Label the boxes Friends, so the book room sorters may be able to assist. We accept. Now, if you have a larger donation, pickups possible, contact the coordinator book room, and that's FWPL, so that's Friends of the Winnipeg Public Library, get it? FWPLbookroom@gmail.com. When to donate? Drop off donations during regular Winnipeg Public Library hours. A little different right now, so check it out first.
Right.
And here it is. Here is an early Christmas present for everybody listening.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Write this on the back of the person sleeping next to you. 2025 Annual Spring Book Sale, Saturday, April the 5th, and Sunday, April the 6th.
Okay.
Okay, good to know at 6:53.
It is now officially in the calendar.
Calendar, excellent.
Yep.
Still think, I wonder if I have time to get my letter into Santa.
Santa, I'm asking for the best thing that I can think of. Please bring tonight someone for me to love. I've been good,
done
what I should.
Thank you. push hasn't come to shove.
No, 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 not yet.
But it would be wonderful if you could bring someone for me to love. Bring someone.
Lonely Hearts, but there's something there. Gwen Swick wrote it. The quartet, yep. Quartet sings it from their CD, I See a Star at 6:56. Carol McKibben, we did not get the paper today, but I've looked at the book pages online.
Right.
And I see our man, the book page editor, Ben Siggers, is running an entire page on festive fiction, from romance to ghost stories to fantasy and beyond.
Okay.
Holiday titles, bring the magic of the season. So he's got four or five titles there suggested. A couple of new mysteries. In fact, a full page devoted to mysteries by Lawrence Broadhurst. Everyone has this Christmas. Everyone this Christmas has a secret. Benjamin Stevenson. I think this might be his fifth mystery. I see as well the mistletoe mystery. Brightly shining. Yes, mystery, mystery, mystery. And then that's Making Her Mark, reviewed by Faith Johnson. That's She Won the Vote for Women. And the argument is from the lead. Manitobans with an interest in history are proud that our province was the first in Canada to grant women the vote. But if asked who led the women's suffrage campaign here, most would say Nellie McClung.
Right.
Right, you are.
Of course.
Well, a minority might say it was a team effort. Few would name Lillian Bainin Thomas. So,
name sounds familiar.
Biography. A little comment had towards the end of the review. Readers may leave this book wanting to know less about the plots of her short stories and more about her personality and values, such as the origin of her own pacifism. However, it is clear Hawkins has probed all available sources.
Okay.
So, favorably reviewed then from by Faith Johnson. That title again, She Won the Vote for Women. Page of the Winnipeg Free Press. And Nick Bard gets a big review of Peter James, One of Us is Dead. So he says he's back to destroy Grace. Whoever would have seen that coming in the end of his review. Pages of today's Winnipeg Free Press has squinted at for you online. If it's online, I don't think there's any problem printing it, is what I was going to say. 6:58.
Right, of course.
6:58. Yes. And since we played the long glazes and we're doing our bit for the French and the English in Canada, Carol.
Yes.
Time for Il est né le divin enfant.
Oh, of course.
From their CD, Season's Greetings at 6:59.